And we continue on the PM Sports page. It's time now for our Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Mid-Prairie golfer Noah Slabaugh. Noah, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Noah, congratulations on receiving our Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Obviously coming off of a couple events wins on the Iowa Junior PGA Tour. Before we get into that, this is your first season with the Iowa Junior PGA. You've been there at various events throughout the summer. What's kind of your overall outlook? How have things been going?
This summer is my first one, so I didn't really know what to expect. So I've had two wins, and they've both been back-to-back. So I'd say I'm kind of on a hot streak, but I've had quite a bit of seconds and thirds, so I'm right there with everyone else. I'm second right now in the Player of the Year standings, and I have, I think, one more tournament, September 23rd at the Amanas, so it's looking pretty good this year.
You mentioned this is your first season with the Iowa Junior PGA. How'd you get into it? You know, what? Who told you about it? How'd it kind of go down to you want to join this summer?
After my freshman year of high school golfing, I thought I did pretty well. We made it to districts, but just kind of fell short. The weather was not good at all, and I knew I wanted to do it in the summer, so this was probably the biggest thing that you could have done if you wanted to do competitive golf. And I think we signed up just before we missed a couple tournaments that probably would have helped me get first in the Player of the Year standings, but overall I think I did really well this year.
For someone who maybe not, if you're talking to someone not familiar with the Iowa Junior PGA, kind of talk about the formats, you know, how many different divisions there are, maybe how many are specifically in your division. Just kind of talk about the format of the Iowa Junior PGA.
So we usually have tournaments on like a Monday, Tuesday. It's usually around 20 to 30 kids. It depends on kind of how big the tournament is. So the big tournaments, they're worth 700 and 600 points, and those are where kids come from around the state and play. And then there's small ones like Pleasant Valley has one, Finkbine, and those ones are kind of just the kids around that want to play a good course that it won't cost you that much. And I think I've played 13 tournaments this year, and I've got, like I said, I've got two first place finishes and then just a bunch of second and third. So
sounds like you've kind of been all over the place. What's some different areas throughout the summer that you've been to? Of course, you're coming off of Finkbine in Iowa City, but there's been a lot of areas. What's all around the state, like where have you been through this past summer?
The win before Finkbine, I went down by Lake Rathman. I thought I played really well down there. Pleasant Valley is just right by us. We went to my last one was, or one before the wins, they were at Des Moines. It was a 2-day. I didn't really do good down there. Yeah, kind of just all over.
Out of all the courses you've been to, what's do you have a favorite?
Definitely Lake Rathman. I thought it fit my style of play well. My driving was really good when I played there, but you don't really have to have, my driver's been kind of all over the place this year, but you don't really have to hit a good drive to hit the green. And I think I shot 3 over, which I think is my best this year. And yeah, that's definitely my favorite course.
You mentioned you're in second place with one more event to go here this summer. When is it? Where is it? What can you expect at that course?
The last one is September 23rd. It's at the Amana Colonies. And it'd be really fun to finish out the year with a win. I don't know if the guy in first is going to have to do pretty bad for me to pass him, but if I can just get a win and finish out the year strong, that'd be great.
Great start to your Iowa Junior PGA Tour. Well, kind of getting away from that, let's kind of talk about expectations for the school year. Obviously, you know, it's not around for the spring, so you got to go through the winter first. But first off, how can this summer, you know, really help you for next year? And what's kind of the expectations for yourself and the team come next spring?
Yeah, this year as a freshman, we went I got second at sectionals, and then our team qualified for district, which that was our goal, and we thought we did a great job of that. And then we went to districts down in Waterloo, and the weather was just terrible. I think it was 40 degrees. It was raining. It was windy. And none of us shot good. I think if you had to qualify for state, I think it was a 79, which I don't know how anyone could shoot that in the weather we had. But next year, definitely one of my goals is to go to state individually. Our team, it'd be pretty hard, but I think we can do it. And I didn't win much tournaments in high school. There was just a lot of upperclassmen that got me by maybe a few strokes. I think at the Hawk invite, I lost by maybe 4 or 5 strokes. But, yeah, this upcoming year, I've wanted to win a lot more.
Well, kind of capping off with golf, how long have you just been participating? You know, obviously you said a couple years now of competitively, but how long have you been golfing? You know, has it kind of been a whole life thing? What kind of inspired you to love the game of golf?
Yeah, my dad actually taught me how to golf. We always used to go out to Kelowna, and he would just teach me the little things and how to golf. And I think I've been competitively just this past year in high school, but just going out to the course and playing probably 4 or 5 years, just going out there and hitting balls.
Well, let's kind of get away from golf. Let's talk about you yourself. You know, a little time left of the summer. Of course, you've been very busy with the PGA, but the little time you left of the summer, what are you going to do? What do you like to do in your free time?
Basketball. They have a lot of camps down here for Mid Prairie. Just hanging out with friends and telling them how the summer's going. I didn't get to hang out with them as much as I'd like to this summer because I had to quit baseball this summer for golf, which I thought was worth it, but that's what all my friends did, so it was kind of hard. But, yeah, just hanging out with friends and basketball and golf mostly this entire summer.
What's kind of the expectations for basketball, yourself and the team for the upcoming year?
Yeah, I think I'll probably be on JV, which is fine. I'm only a sophomore, but it's definitely going to be a lot more fun because we got all new coaches at Mid Prairie this past year. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, Noah, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. Noah, what are some of your core values?
Probably definitely competitiveness. If you got to have that edge, and if you're not really trying to get in it, you'll never. These last two tournaments, I really tried, and I really had to dig in deep to get these last two wins, so definitely competitiveness.
Well, Noah, it's been nice talking to you. Congrats on being our Athlete of the Week this week. Good luck in that final event on the PGA.
Thanks for having me.
That was Noah Slabaugh of Mid Prairie joining us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Great summer for Noah on the Iowa Junior PGA Tour. One left before he gets ready for spring ball this upcoming season. We'll be back with more of the PM Sports page right after this.